Hey everyone, let's dive straight into Ethereum. Right now, it's hovering around $1,737, marking a second straight day of downward pressure. We're looking at a recent dip of nearly 2%, and honestly, it's got a lot of traders on edge.
I've been watching the charts closely, and the technical picture is painting a clear narrative. We're seeing the formation of a bearish rounding top, which really highlights a gradual erosion of buying interest and a steady handover of market control to the sellers.
Exactly. And because Ethereum just can't seem to reclaim that $1,750 to $1,800 resistance zone, the path of least resistance is pretty clearly pointing downward right now.
That's why the primary near-term target to watch is the $1,650 support level. If we manage to hold above it, we might just see the price enter a consolidation phase and stabilize.
That $1,650 zone is fascinating because it perfectly aligns with the technical measurement of that rounding top. Historically, it's acted as a strong floor where both institutional and retail buyers step in to absorb the selling pressure. But we have to be careful.
We absolutely do. If we see a decisive break below that threshold, it's highly likely to trigger automated sell orders and liquidation cascades. That kind of momentum could quickly accelerate the decline toward secondary supports at $1,550 and even $1,500.
It's a lot to process. But the good news is that market sentiment isn't panicking. It's more cautious than anything. Trading volume is staying moderate, which tells us bullish conviction is waning, and derivatives data is showing a slight uptick in short-side open interest.
That's a crucial distinction. Traders really need to monitor on-chain metrics, especially exchange inflows and outflows, and watch for volume spikes during key support tests. That's how you separate genuine buying interest from just a temporary pause in a broader downtrend.
And remember, Ethereum doesn't move in a vacuum. Its price action is heavily tied to broader crypto trends, macroeconomic liquidity, regulatory headlines, and really, Bitcoin's directional momentum. So the next few trading sessions are going to be absolutely decisive.
Precisely. A recovery back above $1,700 could completely invalidate this bearish pattern and give us a shot at retesting higher resistance. But conversely, a clean break below $1,650 would confirm the downtrend and leave the door wide open for further downside.
So, what's the game plan for navigating this? The critical takeaways are pretty straightforward. Stick to strict risk management. Place your stop losses with discipline, avoid over-leveraging your positions, and keep your portfolio diversified.
Well said. Ultimately, success in this environment comes down to closely tracking those technical levels, keeping an eye on derivatives and on-chain data, and adapting to shifting market psychology without letting emotions drive your trades. Stay sharp, everyone.